Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This week I want to speak to you mainly about the whole possibility of treaty change in the European Union. As we are all well aware, the situation in the euro area remains of critical concern to us, and the markets remain extremely volatile. International confidence and investment in Europe depends on decisive action being taken, and there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing about whether or not we're going to have a referendum based on treaty change. And I believe in that context, in terms of treaty change, which is a very complex business, we need to see some basic clarity around questions. I mean, for example, is there going to be a treaty? What will the wording of the treaty be? What is the treaty going to strive to achieve? And it has to be said at the same time that treaty change in itself isn't going to solve our economic crisis immediately. But to tackle the situation, the first priority must be to use the existing instruments and decisions to their full potential. And we must ensure that in the context of treaty change, that Ireland hammers out a deal that can best assist us and help us to get out of our economic difficulty. So there's an absolutely huge imperative on the European member states, on the leaders of the European Union, to come forward as soon as possible and to produce a very coherent strategy in terms of treaty change. Another issue that is of particular concern to me these days, and to many, many people living in rural Ireland, are the changes announced in the budget to the pupil-teacher ratio in primary schools. Now, the changes that they have been announced are of enormous concern to people living in rural Ireland. There have been, you know, thousands of people gathering all around the country, meeting their local TDs, their local senators, their local councillors, to discuss the ramification of the changes announced in the budget. Now, what's absolutely critical here is we must see at government level and at senior ministerial level an understanding of rural Ireland, and we need to hear the concerns that are raised by teachers, by pupils. For the betterment of educating children in our society, and particularly in rural Ireland, we need to see political leadership, we need to see fears being put to one side. We all understand the economic difficulty that we have, and I, for one, don't envy the Minister for Education, who, out of 8 billion euro of a budget, has 80% gone before he ever sees it on paying pensions. Now that leaves 20% of his budget to play around with and very, very little room for manoeuvre. Now, unfortunately, it's a direct consequence of the way that the money in this country was squandered by the last administration and the absolute mess they have left us in. This week, of course, we saw the visit of the Troika, who came to Ireland just to make sure that we're on top of how we manage our economic business. It's nothing to be proud of, but we are meeting the targets, and that's absolutely critical for economic recovery in this country. Difficult decisions have been made. Difficult decisions will continue to be made, because if we start doing U-turns and